We have a preaching topic this morning, and our preaching topic is fireworks. Fireworks. Amen. And I know this weekend we all had our barbecues and picnics and family gathering, and at the dusk of dark we was trying to find a place that was dark where we could watch the fireworks. Amen. And that was very exciting to us, and we all enjoyed it, and I know you enjoyed it too. But we want to have the flip side this morning of the fireworks. Amen. I want to say fireworks is very vital, because we want that fire to work in us. Amen. On the spiritual side, we need the fire. If we don't have the fire and it's not working, amen, we ain't going to be a part of God's pavilion. So fire is very vital, very important. Amen. Natural fire, when you see it take place, it will destroy things. It will burn down buildings. It will burn homes and land and livestock. I mean, it just anything in its way will be burned up. Amen. That's that natural fire. And it's very dangerous. When you see wildfire, amen, they try to get it out quick as they can. And right now in California, there's a wildfire going on. And I hear the newsman said earlier this week, they were had it it's like 5% contained. Amen. So if they don't get control of that fire, the whole town will be burned down. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you this morning, amen, let's talk about and reverse this thing. Amen. I'm interested in talking about the spiritual fire. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. You know, fire is one of the most powerful words. It used throughout the Bible. It refers in the Old Testament of God, holiness, and judgment. Praise God. Amen. Fire also represents purification. The Holy Spirit. Amen. It purges out all sin and dross. Amen. And there was a fire there when John the Baptist, he spoke of Jesus, he baptizing Jesus with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. So I'm here to tell you, amen, that fire works. Amen. Amen. It can work in you this morning. Sometimes we as Christians, we get a little dull, we get a little low. Amen. And that Holy Ghost fire, it comes in us and it makes us alert. It makes us rejoice. It makes us, amen, just have a great time in the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And in these times that we living in, we need that fire. Amen. I believe there's a song we sing. We say, Lord, and we say, Lord, let the fire work. Send the fire, Lord. Send the fire. Amen. How many know, church, we cannot do nothing without the fire of the Lord. Amen. Yeah, we wanted to burn all that dross and all that sin and all of that bad attitude and all of that, amen, things of the world. Praise God. God can clean us up. He can purify us. And I thank God for that. God is good, and he's good all the time. And we want to read over here. Let's turn over here, church, to Zechariah. Zechariah, amen, praise God, the 13th chapter, praise God. Amen. We see this fire was experienced here in this passage of scripture. The Bible says, amen, now from 1 verse to 6, amen, from 1 to 6, praise God. Amen. The Lord going to talk to us. He going to teach us. He going to let us know, amen, about this fire. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, in that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Amen. Let's say, Lord, send the fire. Praise God. And the Bible said, and it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and there shall be no more remembrance. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirits to pass out of the land. How many know, praise God, the Lord don't like idolatry. He don't like folks that put more trust in idol thing than the true God. Amen. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass that when any shall yet prophesy, that then his father and his mother that begot him shall say unto him, thou shalt not live. Amen. For thou speakest lies in the name of the Lord, and his father shall search him through when he prophesieth. And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed every one of his vision when he had prophesied, neither shall they wear a rough garment to deceive. But he shall say, I am no prophet, I am a husbandman, for man taught me to keep cattle from my youth. And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thy hand? Then he shall answer, those with which I wound in the house of my friend. So, amen, what this is bringing out here this morning, this section, amen, from verse 1 through 6, alludes to Amos. Amos was trying to be a prophet by his own self, that, you know, what he wanted to do. He didn't want to do as God intended for him to do. Amen. Praise God. He wanted to be a prophet by his own profession. Amen. But God wasn't pleased. But God opposed that. Amen. He wanted him to be called by God. Amen. Not what you want to do. Amen. You got a profession, but God wanted a possession. God wants to be used, amen, by the true God. Amen. Amen. So I'm so glad God wanted his way. Amen. God's way and not human flesh way. Praise ye the Lord. You can get out of order. So the Lord had to destroy, and the Lord had to send that power. He had to send that fire, amen, and let them know that he was not pleased. And it's the same thing today, praise God. Sometimes man use his own little human profession and his own way and try to do God's thing. But I'm here to tell you, it will not stand the judgment sharp. So the first verse over here, the seventh verse through the ninth verse, amen, it will let you know that they were smitten. God wasn't pleased. He didn't approve it. Amen. It ain't going to work. The Lord said, awake, O sword, against my shepherd and against the man that is in my fellow, says the Lord of hosts, smack the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. I will turn my hand upon the little ones. Hello. And it came to pass that in all the land, says the Lord, two parts therein shall be what? Cut off and die. If you don't do it God's way, you're going to be cut off. You ain't going to be cut off, but you're going to die. But the third shall be left therein. Thank God for the third. Praise God. What happened in the ninth verse? It said, and I will bring the third part through the fire. Come on, somebody. Amen. If you want to be purified, if you want to be as pure gold, if you want to be, amen, set apart, praise God, you're going to have to go through the fire. Amen. And it said, and will refine them as silver is refined.
and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Amen. And that's what I want to say this morning in the fear of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad I am his people and we are his people. Amen. And he is our God. Praise God. You can't imitate God. You can't try to say you one thing. Amen. Like you want to do it, but you got to let God take control. Praise God. We got to let God, amen, purify us. We got to let God come in, amen, and purge us out. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. I said, thank God for the fire this morning. Praise God. I say that fire worked. Praise God. To God be the glory. All right, let's turn on over here to Isaiah. Let's go over here to Isaiah here. Praise God. Amen. Isaiah, the 48th chapter, Isaiah, the 48th chapter, and I think we want that 10 verse. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Pray for us, church. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Fire is in action. Praise God. The Bible said, hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by my name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord and make mention of God and Israel, but not in truth, but in righteousness. So hear this. He got some good news. Hear ye this, the house of Jacob. Now let's go down to the 10th verse. It said, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Praise God. Amen. We sang that song, in the heated furnace. Father, let me stay. What else does it say? Purge. Precious gold. What? Amen. Purge the dross away. Amen. That fire will burn all of that stuff out. A lot of time when we sing that song in our hymn books, in the heated furnace, Father, let me stay. That's a good thing when we're in this heated furnace. Because what will it do? It will purge the dross away. Come on, somebody. But so many times we don't want to be in these heated afflictions. We don't want to have these trials and temptation. We don't want, amen, to be all troubled and in despair. But we always want to be on easy street. We always sometimes want things to just to work in our favor. But I'm here to tell you, church, amen, we need to tell the Lord, send the fire, Lord, amen, and purge all this dross away. We need to say, Lord, when we sing that song, we need to raise our hands, amen. Sometimes I notice people raise their hand on all those verses, but when that heat, I think this was the second verse, where it says, in the heated furnace, Father, let me stay. You don't see your hand all raised. You don't see you glorifying God. But I'm here to tell you, church, you might as well raise your hand, because we all going to go through here. We all going to have some hard situation. We all going to have some problems. But I'm going to tell you, when you let that Holy Ghost fire purge all that dross away, you will be able to go through it courageous. You will be able to go through it with your head lifted up, because you got all what you need. You got the God on your side, and he's telling you, you can make it. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We got to be refined. They said, I have refined thee, but not with silver, not with the silver and gold, but I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. So don't feel like you're unsaved when you get into the furnace of affliction. Don't feel like you're not qualified to make heaven your home. Amen. That's a good thing. Praise God. Amen. Amen. When sometimes it looks like everything you do, amen, just go to naught, so to speak. It don't work. Amen. Say hallelujah. Praise him anyhow. Because God will make a way. It looked like it cannot be made. But I want to tell you, church, God will make a way out of no way. Only thing you got to do is follow his instruction. Only thing you got to do is, amen, be on his side. How many know when you stay on the side of the Lord, everything shall be all right? If God is for you, who can be against you? Praise God. I thank God this morning. I said, I thank God this morning. Amen. For his greatness. Now let's turn over here. Praise God. 1 Peter, if you get it, for I do read, please. 1 Peter, amen. The first chapter and that 7th verse. What did that say? Amen, amen.
That the trial of your faith. Being much more precious than gold. That perishes.
Though it shall be tried with fire.
Might be found unto praise.
And honor.
And glory
at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let it be refined as honor and glory. Amen. Meaning that it's all right. Amen. God is trying to make you. Praise God. Kind of like that clay. Amen. Sometimes it gets stiff and we don't want to be bothered, but we need to be pliable. We need to say, Lord, make me, rule me. Amen. Make me in whatever you want me to be. Praise God. It ain't always going to be free of pain. Amen. It ain't always going to be free of agony. Amen. We got to learn as church folks that we're going to have to go through the fire. Amen. And the fire going to burn sometime. Huh? Amen. And I thank God because it's burning out all of that stuff that need to be out. Praise God. A lot of people today still need to say, Lord, purge me. Amen. Bring that Holy Ghost fire. You still got something large back in that left corner of your heart. Amen. And need to be burned out. Praise God. Ain't God good? To go back to the Lord's heaven, we got to make sure that we're pure. We got to make sure we're clean. We got to make sure that we're holy. Amen. The Bible said only but the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. Amen. I'm here to tell you, fire works. Amen. Praise God. Around talking about the fireworks that you see. Amen. Explosion in the sky and all the different colors. It looks beautiful. Amen. And we need to be that same way. We need to be sparkling. We need to be shining. We need to be capturing folks' attention. Thousands and thousands of people is just looking at all that fireworks. Amen. But we want to be just like the fireworks. We want our lives sparkling. We want our lives lit it up. We want our lives, amen, showing this greatness. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. He tired of this complaining and murmuring and looking on what the world is doing and all down and out and everybody saying this. Quit that. Start, amen, showing some greatness because God is in control of everybody. God is in control of everything. I don't have to be wearied and well-doing, but I'm going to rejoice in the Lord because I know my God is taking notice. I know my God got it. I don't have to be wearied and well-doing. Amen. But I'm going to rejoice anyhow. But I want you to know, rejoice. Amen. Let the Lord work the work in your life. Let the Lord, amen, send that Holy Ghost fire and purge you out and clean you out. Come on, somebody. Amen. Ain't the Lord good in here? Praise God. Sister, could you get me Job? Amen.
Job, praise God. Job, amen. Thank the Lord. I want that second chapter of Job. Amen. We all know about Brother Job. Brother Job went through, amen, a lot of persecution. Amen. A lot of things happened. The Holy Ghost fire, amen, it purged him. Things happened, but he didn't give up. A verse of scripture said, he said, I won't charge God foolish. Amen. Amen. Hey, I'm just going to wait on the Lord. When my change come, praise God. That's how we need to do when we go through battle. We need to just have that mind just to wait on the Lord. How many know if you wait on the Lord, he will come to your rescue? How many know if you wait on the Lord, he said, if you wait on me, how that scripture go? Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, and he shall what? Renew your strength. He shall mount up your wings as eagles, and ye shall run, not be weary. Wait, 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 I say on the Lord. Time is too fast, we're too quick. We don't have no time to wait. Everybody in a rush situation. Take your time. Amen. Praise God. I retired about 6 or 7 years ago, and I don't even walk fast like I used to walk, and rushing here, rushing there. Rushing for what? Take your time. Amen. I walk slow. Amen. Praise God. Just let the Lord know that he going to have everything worked out. I ain't got to rush into nothing. A lot of time when you rush into something, you'll rush out of something. Take your time. Let's walk holy. Let's be holy. Amen. Sister Cynthia, you do have that scripture there. Amen. That's, amen, Job, I think it's Job 2. What that third verse say?
2 and 3. And the Lord said unto Satan.
And the Lord said unto Satan.
Hast thou considered my servant Job?
Hast thou considered my servant Job?
For there is none like him in the earth.
There is none like him in the earth.
A perfect and upright man.
Come on, somebody. You must. When you perfect and upright, you ain't got to worry about Satan. You ain't got to worry about your friends. You ain't got to worry about nobody that's trying to deter you from the walk of the Lord. And that was the key factor for Job. The Bible said he was a perfect man
and upright.
Read. One that feared God and eschew evil. And still he holdeth fast in his integrity.
Although thou movest me against him.
Amen. He kept his walk on the Lord. He wasn't in and he wasn't out. He kept a steady walk. And that's what I want to bring in upon conclusion this morning. Keep a steady walk with God. You ain't going to be able to do it if you got a lot of stuff in you. A lot of, amen, stuff that need to be burnt out. Sometimes you can fool man. You can put on your pretty dresses and long dresses and, amen, look at all powers and sanctimonious. But see, God can look in the heart. Amen. And can see that something need to be addressed there. You got something there that will not take you to heaven. You got to unload. You got to get it out of there. And the best conclusion I have is that Holy Ghost fire. See, that fire can go in there and just clean out all the dross. All the things that's, amen, that you holding on to. Sometimes you holding on something that you need to release. You've been concerned about that problem for years, and you and your nephew haven't spoke over 30 years ago. Amen. But you're going to heaven though. But I'm here to tell you not so. And this is the reason why this fireworks. We need to call on that Holy Ghost. We need to call on the fire of the Lord to burn it out and burn it out so you can be ready and fit for the kingdom of God. Bible said in his word, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he said he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Praise God. When you're new, you can tell you're new. For God be with you. He will lead you. He will guide you. Amen. Praise God. A lot of times we seem like we know where we're going and where to go and what turns to make. But I'm here to tell you, you don't know how to drive. You don't know where you're going. You need to be a backseat rider and let the Lord do the driving. Let him take over the wheel. Amen. Because I've been seeing too many crashes. I have seen too many killings. I have seen too many people that, amen, didn't make it. Because they got some stuff in them that need to be released and need to come out. So allow that Holy Ghost fire. Burn all that dross out. Amen. It works, church. How you know, brother pastor? Because it worked for me. Amen. And if it worked for me, it will work for you. God bless you.